Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:07 on this Monday morning, next half hour, United States Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. What can be done about violence? And we see it in our town with the Kennywood story and so much more. Another shooting overnight in the South Side. Right now, we're going to take you live to New York. CBS's senior business editor is Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Marty came across an article. We thought, I'm curious how Jill feels about this, Marty.
Wall Street Journal, a nation of quitters, a new class, the cyber bohemians, avoid work while living off their affluent parents. Now we could say that's a hyperbole, but I know a significant number of business owners who cannot, under any circumstance, find employees. What is going on?
Did you hear that Rihanna is doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
Of course, yes.
Okay, just wanted to put that out there as a potential secondary topic. Okay. Because that's such a hard question to answer. So I wanted to kind of switch. I wanted to be like a politician and answer a different question. Did it work?
No.
Okay.
We want answers.
Yeah.
There is something that is being called quiet quitting. Have you heard that term?
Yes.
This is under that same umbrella. I don't know if this is about people kind of mooching off their parents, but something has changed in the workforce, in a segment of the workforce, okay? Because I do feel like this is a tiny bit looking at like this narrow focus, because there are plenty of people who are kicking butt, working three jobs, getting their homes, you know, heated for the winter and starting, you know, putting food on the table. Like, they are working so hard. Okay, so this is one of those Wall Street Journal articles that's talking about the upper earners or the upper middle class to the upper class having the ability to support their children in a way that those kids don't have to work quite as hard. And yeah, anecdotally, we know that. But this is, I think, a vast overstatement with very little data to back it up.
I have a friend that owns a very large trucking company. Has 1,000 openings. Every single person that owns a restaurant that I know cannot find employees. Cops don't want to work. Teachers are quitting in record numbers. Every single nurse I know wants to quit their job. I mean, it's more than just an anecdotal reference by the Wall Street Journal, don't you think?
No, I actually think that there is something that happened after the pandemic. And what a pointed question, Marty, going straight at me. Everyone noticing that? Okay. Don't you think that? So I think that what is happening is there is a real reshuffling of the labor market that has occurred since the pandemic, and that we do know that there are a lot of people who are leaving hard frontline jobs and taking a break and taking a breather. Some of those people are very lucky to have pensions. So they worked hard as a teacher, as a nurse, as a municipal employee, and they are now post-pandemic, I think, feeling a real, real need to take a breather and decide what else is next for them. And we don't begrudge that. As far as restaurant openings, one of the big contributors to the problems around not filling those kinds of entry-level jobs and lower-paying jobs is, number one, they are paying better, but they still have lousy benefits. So if I have a choice between working in an Amazon warehouse where I can get benefits and get some tuition reimbursement, even working for a Starbucks where I can get some better benefits, that's a more consistent job. the second part of this has to do with immigration. We have very low immigration, and legal immigration has been a pathway to fill those kinds of jobs. That has been lacking from a combination of policy and a combination of COVID. So is there something very strange going on in the labor market? Yes. Is there an issue where there is a imbalance between supply and demand? Yes. Am I willing to say this is it forever? This is a moment in time and we are living history. So I don't want to get so nuts that we say this is the way it's going to be for an entire generation, because that is not clear yet.
But when we see unemployment numbers and then you say, well, there are jobs. Why is there, you know, I know there's always going to be a percentage of unemployment. And then you face that against the staggering inflation for a lot of people, you go, well, there are jobs.
Yes, of course there are jobs. And there are many people who decided that as a result of what happened during the pandemic, the cost of childcare being so high that one parent or maybe some sort of mix of a retiring teacher who's a grandparent who can help take care of a kid, what may say, hey, let me help my grandchild because the childcare crisis is real and it's expensive. We are seeing a lot of people staying out of the labor force. Hey, look, I don't know how this all turns out. We have a baby booming generation that accelerated retirements as a result of COVID. They were the ones who were most at risk. That stands to reason that they would leave the workforce. What brings more people back into the workforce right now is probably some combination of the economy sort of slowing down and people needing the money and an increase, a re-energizing of our immigration policies.
Jill on Money, always a great resource. Jill, you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Take care.
Live from New York, Jill Schlesinger, CBS Senior Business Analyst. So you wonder, when you heard about Kennywood, you go, my first reaction was, that's one of the places where you think you're safe. But the fact is, in the world we live in today, we've seen it at synagogues, churches.
Right on.
South side
shopping
streets,
malls,
restaurants,
post offices.
You know, you just name it.
You name it,
you
brother.
You don't feel and really should be on alert wherever you go, just to be conscious of the potentialities. Now, I know everyone wants to blame Kennywood, and I don't know what the full details are. We're going to sort through those this morning. But suffice to say that there are just certain things that you can't stop. Look at that hayride last year. We still don't have...
Well, there are things they can do. Let's be honest. We're not going to wash our hands of Kennywood's responsibility.
No, I'm just saying, though, that just it's so easy just to say, well, it's Kennywood's fault.
No, I agree with you again. But let me say this. So, for me, this starts out with a mother who's sitting in the parking lot at Kennywood. Listen to these gunshots. Pop, pop, pop. Can you imagine, Larry?
No.
And her son is inside. Okay, then I have distressed messages from moms who have kids who work at Kennywood. And look, Larry, we now live in a culture that is overwhelmed with violence. Larry mentioned it, whether it's a mass shooting at a school or a church or a mall, or whether it's this particular shooting at Kennywood. Is there a safe place to hide? Larry, there was a poignant picture from Fort Worth Township. Now you think suburban America, right? Safe haven. And the picture showed hundreds of people in line to get guns, gun permits. Okay. And you're thinking a lot of them are elderly people. So this is where we're at now in America. You've seen some of them had walkers in line to get gun permits because they're afraid of what we're talking about.
We had U.S. Attorney, former U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch, Pittsburgh Speaker Series last week, and she said, based on where they grew up and what they were living through in the Carolinas, that for a birthday, they had purchased a gun for grandma.
Right.
And she ended up having to pull it out, not pull the trigger on an intruder that came to her home.
So we're going to drill down on what happened at Kennywood. And we're also going to talk to Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. There's this demand for 200,000 cops. I think we need them. There's no question about it.
The problem is,
they don't want the damn job.
Yeah. You can say we need 200,000 police officers, but we talked to, what was the number?
Hey, Rob, grab this young man real quick, buddy. He works at Kennywood. Thanks, pal.
Down at the convention center. Remember you said they had like 2 days of recruits that would show up?
Hundreds. Thousands.
Yeah,
thousands, Larry. Now a handful. They don't want to be caught.
I think he said seven was the last number they
Is that him?
Grew up.
Yeah, I want to grab Ryan.
Ryan, you're on KDK. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, hi.
What do you remember from the night at Kennywood?
Oh, man. Honestly, from what I remember is one of my supervisors came in through the haunt and was like, hey, head to the front of, like, the entrance ASAP.
Wow.
So me and a few other people start going up and, you know, see if there's anyone else that may have missed. And immediately we get told to get down immediately. And, I mean, we're just like, what's going on? Like, we're so, like, confused. And then it kind of hit that something's wrong.
And
yeah.
Did you hear any gunshots?
From where I was at, no, I couldn't because we were down in the trenches. And also the loud music and everything just kind of masked it.
Ryan, was there a stampede as we're being told?
Not that I know of because I was still down the haunt. But from what I've heard, yeah.
And what about this notion that there is improper security? Do you feel that way?
I don't know.
Do you feel afraid working at Kennywood?
Not afraid at working at Kennywood, but I am definitely a bit shaken up about my life.
I'm sure you are.
Will you go back?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I still love the people that I work with, and I have a feeling that Kennywood will definitely do a lot of things better, or, you know, bump up security.
Does your mom want you to go back?
She's fine with it. I know that.
Well, I would imagine when you say it's changed your life already, what do you mean by that?
Just like, you know, like my life, like just. I just think, like, right now, like, wow, my life is more precious, you know?
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 22.
22. And do you feel that there have been more incidents, fights, violence at Kennywood?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No.
So this would be a very extreme isolated incident based on what you deal with each and every day while the park's open.
Definitely.
Hey, Ryan, do you ever see anyone jump the fence to get in?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay.
Thanks, my man. I appreciate your honesty and I appreciate your call. And I'm sorry if I woke you up this early.
Oh, it's all right. Don't worry.
All right, my man.
Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, pretty, as you heard his voice, 22 years old.
I love his attitude.
Yeah, he's right.
Right.
There are times when you're 22 where you feel infallible.
Yeah, Larry, you're right.
And then all of a sudden you realize, well, that might not necessarily be the case, especially in the day and age we live in.
From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA Traffic is powered by Bouncer Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Let's get a quick update with Kathy Bergren.
Hey, Larry, we're starting to see more traffic over on the Parkway East on the inbound side from Wilkinsburg heading into the tunnels. The city side looks good. 28, watch for that slow traffic approaching Russellton-Creighton. AAA Traffic on the 5s is brought to you by Kinnon's Market. Our next report is 635. I'm Kathy Bergren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
637 on this Monday morning. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News line, United States Congressman Guy Reschenthaler.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Larry, Marty, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Always appreciate it.
We're old friends, and so, you know, I'm a Law and Order guy. I am a massive fan of law enforcement. I think we've gone down this rabbit hole. The cops don't matter. The cops aren't important, and cops feel that. You would suggest, and I agree, 200,000 more police officers, sir, right?
I do, and that's in the Commitment to America, which was rolled out on Friday in Monongahela. Really honored that it was rolled out in my district. But, Marty, it's just not 200,000 additional police officers. It's also making sure that we're holding these woke DAs and prosecutors accountable who are not seeking jail time or pretrial confinement. I can talk about that if you want. And it's also making it a federal offense for anybody to shoot a police officer, kill a police officer because they know that that man or woman is a police officer. Though I think a lot of those killings are going unreported, but that's also leading to recruitment issues and low morale.
I agree with them. Every single point. We have judges in this town that have no interest, Guy, zero interest in bail for anyone unless it's a serious, serious offense. And I think that's dangerous, don't you, sir?
Can I tell you why that's crazy? And remember, I think I'm the only member of Congress who has actually set bail. I might be wrong on that, but I've got to be like one of the few, if not one of one. The only reason you let somebody out of pretrial confinement is because they're not a flight risk or because they're not a danger to the community. So if somebody comes in and they're accused of murder or a violent sexual assault, I would never let that person out on pretrial confinement because they might harm somebody again. Likewise, if somebody is a flight risk, you don't let them out. You have pretrial confinement for reason. And for some reason, people, judges now and DAs are saying it's okay not to have cash bail. It's okay not to have pretrial confinement. That is leading to a lot of surge in crime rates, as well as the movement to shift resources away from policing.
He's right.
And for those that don't know, you've been a judge and are a lawyer.
Yes, was a magisterial district judge in the South Hills. I was a prosecutor in Baghdad in the Navy. That's right. That's how I met Marty. And then I was actually a defense attorney in the Navy. I defended sailors and Marines and military courts all over the U.S. and actually back in Baghdad in 2010. But so I've seen the criminal justice world from all angles in terms of prosecutor, defense attorney, and magisterial district judge.
Hey, by the way, I'm all in with the cops, but I know so many. In fact, I get texts every morning from one of my closest friends who's a cop. My man, right now, Monroeville's offering $105,000 for cops. They don't want the damn job. So
it's a tough job. People don't realize how difficult it is.
But they don't want it. So how do you even find 200,000 that want it, man? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. We got to do something with morale. But think about it. Every time a police officer makes a stop, a traffic stop, he doesn't know if he's going to get shot or not. I mean, that could be the end of his days right there. It's an incredibly stressful job. Every time a police officer makes an arrest, he or she is going into danger. It's a super dangerous job. And when you're taking those risks, putting people behind bars, and you're turning around and that person's being released to go victimize somebody else, that drives morale down.
And by the way, in all likelihood, if someone is arrested in this Kennywood shooting and they didn't actually pull the trigger, in all likelihood, if they're a juvenile, there's no place to put them, and they'll end up releasing them on the streets. It's happening every single day, sir, isn't it?
It is, and that's the problem. That's why we need the Commitment to America to do something about the DAs and the prosecutors that are not holding them accountable. I can tell you, I know the district judge in West Mifflin. I know that guy's tendencies. I don't think this guy is going to be released by that district judge. Once he gets downtown, because there's an automatic appeal after 3 days with pretrial confinement and bail, downtown might let him go. But I highly doubt the local district judge is gonna have any kind of release in this.
Well, at least that's good to hear. And I think there's definitely a difference when you've got violent criminals. It has to be treated different. It has to be.
God, there's a culture of violence in America I've never seen before. Cop just sent me a text. I'm more worried about being fired than shot. Guy, that's horrible. Is it not, sir?
It is, because there's always a knee-jerk reaction on the side of, I think, a lot of the city officials to just blame the police officer instead of the criminal that they were going after. But I think that the whole criminal justice reform, we got to we got to be a little bit more nuanced, because we need stricter penalties on those that are committing crimes, not allow violent criminals out. But we also need to start looking at the recidivism rate as well. And I think that too often people focus on rehabilitation programs and the reducing recidivism rates, and they forget about the fact that you still need the heavy hammer of the violent offenders. So if somebody's in the criminal justice system because they have a mental health issue or substance abuse issue, get that person a bed in a treatment facility. Don't get them caught in a jail cell. Conversely, if somebody is before you as a judge or a DA because of a violent crime, that's the time you put that person away. That's when you go for jail time. But we have lost all nuance in criminal justice. It's astounding.
It's scary, man.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, appreciate your input this morning. As always, thank you, sir.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Home run. Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Scary. Makes me want to get like a bulletproof backpack and stuff that you see online and everything.
One of the witnesses from the shooting at Kennywood makes you want to get a bulletproof backpack. And, you know, we've talked about this. And when a kid hits close to home again, and we're coming up on the anniversary of the Tree of Life shooting, you know, after Rosh Hashanah yesterday, the Jewish New Year, and thinking of the people that must, every time they hear something like this, Marty, have that reaction where it brings up those memories and feelings, school shootings, backpacks. Now you got to get a bulletproof backpack.
And like we were talking about earlier, the highest number of folks getting permits to carry a gun in the history of this country. You have 80-year-old women getting guns. Is that the solution? And cops don't want to be cops. They have no interest in the job. And Larry, they're so short on cops, they're kind of rushing them through the academy, and they don't have the same work ethic, and they might not have the same standard of excellence. These are scary times. Regarding Kennywood, we're going to get into the weeds on this thing. We're going to talk about what happened, how it happened. Here's what I'm hearing, Larry, because everybody wants to blame Kennywood and security and security guards and lack of security and lack of screening and what happened to the metal detectors. Here's what I'm hearing. Kids are jumping the fence. Did you ever hear that?
No. It's been a few years since I've been to Kennywood.
Same.
I used to go every year.
Same.
Maybe two, three times.
But it's not because you're afraid.
No.
No, man.
No.
I love Idlewild. Kennywood, my kids just don't like the big rides. But what I'm hearing, we're going to get into more and more details, is that these kids are constantly jumping the fence. And, Larry, they're throwing the guns over the fence. We've come to a point now where is safe? Larry, you mentioned Tree of Life. How about the folks who are afraid to go to Monroeville Mall?
Malls, schools, churches, synagogues.
Where are we at now?
Downtown, South Side. Overnight, another shooting there. Yeah, it starts to, and people, the way I see they handle it is two ways. They just block it out, like, I can't deal with this. And they just, and then subconsciously, maybe they think, well, maybe I won't go there.
Right. I'll just hang at home.
I'm not going anywhere.
And by the way, you can blame it on the thug mentality. Some folks in really ignorant ways are calling it Kenny Hood, which I think is so ignorant and so ridiculous and unfair. At the end of the day, we've got to address this as a nation. Because right now, Larry, we got a problem. To know that kids are jumping the fence and throwing guns over the fence because there are gang beefs is what I'm told.
Now, what do you got to do? You got to put squad towers up like
can you imagine,
in
Larry?
A prison?
Barbed wire? Where are we at now?
You know, at some point, it's absurd.
Would you feel comfortable bringing your young kids?
At night?
Right now.
Not anymore.
No, me neither.
655 KDKA.
He's right, and I feel guilty saying that because I've loved Kennywood my whole life.
I think we all kind of grew up with it. That was a safe haven for fun.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA Traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Let's check in with Kathy Bergren.
Larry, we saw police clearing this accident over in West Deer, Bakerstown, Colmerville Road at Saxonburg Boulevard. A lot of the emergency crews have left the scene, but police still there working to clear it. Traffic around the area, there are the normal delays. I'm looking at the Parkway East inbound, and it's pretty much bumper to bumper now from the Greensboro Pike overpass into the tunnels. Parkway West backing just before Green Tree. We have a little sluggish traffic as you're around the bend there at Carnegie, but no major issues. 28 on the inbound side. Watch for that slow traffic between Tarentum and Creighton. And then as you make your way down towards the Fort Fox Chapel interchange, things look pretty good for you there. Keep in mind northbound 70 or northbound Delafield Avenue ramp to 28 is now closed. Our next AAA traffic on the 5 at 7:05. I'm Kathy Berkman on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And AccuWeather says mostly cloudy, a shower or two. Most of the rain is out to the east, but you could see a drizzle here and there. 64 will be our high. We're at 55 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.